The holiday season proper begins in Portugal this weekend with the opening of what is described as the country's bathing season. Beaches, bars and restaurants will be back in business, but with rules on social distancing and restrictions on the type of activities that holidaymakers can engage in. Irish people who travel to Portugal or anywhere else will, under current restrictions, be asked to self-quarantine for 14 days on their return. The Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, says non-essential travel into and out of Ireland should be avoided for the foreseeable future. Let's talk to Rita Marquez, who's Portugal's Secretary of State for Tourism, is on the line now. A very good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm very well indeed. I think people will well know that tourism is hugely important for the Portuguese economy. What are you planning this weekend to try to reopen your tourism industry?
Yes, in fact, it is very important for us, but I guess, you know, tourism is important for everyone, including the Irish people that would like very much to travel abroad. So, yes, we are in this third phase of the opening up all the economy, all the activities in the economy. So the last phase is going to be in 2 days, because the beaches will open on the June the 6th. And as from that day on, everything will be open, including hotels, bars, restaurants, and beaches.
Right. So how then are you approaching the question of keeping people safe, maintaining social distance, and ensuring that as much as possible is done to prevent transmission of the virus?
So the health authority has established a set of rules. So basically, you know, everybody is asked to use a mask in public transports. Physical distancing should be mandatory as well, so 1.5 meters. And for the beaches, basically we defined a couple of simple rules. So the beaches will have a kind of a traffic light signs in the entrance, so people will know if the beach is with a low occupancy rate. If the traffic light sign is green, or if it has full capacity, mm-hmm. with red light sign. So basically, we have we are now communicating in a very assertive and clear way to everyone what are the rules. And we really hope people obey, and everything will be fine.
And if the light, for example, is red, will people be turned away, or is it up to them to make a decision?
It's up to them to make the decision. So nobody is going to be, you know, prevented to get into the beach. So far, we had a very good response to the pandemic disease, and because people obeyed the rules, and so people are being respectful, and we hope that people will continue to be respectful of the rules.
And
you get to the beach and you get the riot sign, you can get in, but you are not recommended to get in.
And is that, if you like, approach self-regulation, people making their own decisions? Is that the way you're going to deal with people maintaining distance in bars and restaurants as well, or will there be stricter regulation there? No.
Correct. No. Basically, we have been working with the companies, with restaurant owners, so they know the rules, but there is a lot of auto-imposed rules. And so, again, we are already investing a lot in communicating all the rules, and people will be responsible enough. We trust that people will be responsible enough to adopt those rules. But and even the policemen, and they are being very pedagogical, so even the approach that they make to the society, to the population, they're very pedagogical approach, trying to instigate everybody to follow rules and not to fine or to make infringement process. That's not the case.
Of course, the other issue for Irish holidaymakers is that if they do travel abroad to Portugal or anywhere else and then return home, they'll be asked to quarantine at home, to self-quarantine for 14 days. So does that, in effect, make it impossible for Irish holidaymakers to be visiting Portugal as long as that remains in place?
Yeah, I think, you know, we are open up, all the countries are open up gradually. So I trust that that rule, that quarantine rule here in Ireland will be revised soon. That's the information that I have, and probably that's the information that you also have. So our main message is that we in Portugal welcome everybody that would like to spend holidays in Portugal. The flights are starting, so we do have weekly flights to and from Ireland. In July, we'll have 25 flights weekly. So we believe that, you know, those rules will gradually be revised, and that all the conditions will be there, will be favorable, that Portugal welcomes Irish people in August or July.
Has the Portuguese government been talking to the Irish government or Irish officials or other governments about this, about maybe reciprocal arrangements?
You know, Portugal has been talking with several member states, all member states. We had several meetings, joint meetings with all the ministers involved, foreign affairs, tourism, and we believe that also the Commission, the European Commission, will help to have a coordinated approach to the opening of the related to the opening of the borders.
I suppose so it's that a lot of these regulations that we've been talking about are there obviously to protect people and keep them safe. And Portugal, as you say, has had some success in containing the virus. I think it's 1,400 deaths, 33,000 infections. Do you risk putting that at risk as a result now of this move to begin to open things up?
We don't want to put any jeopardize anything that, you know, the huge effort that all of us Portuguese people have done. We don't want to jeopardize that. But at this stage, we also know that it's very important to give a trust, to give a confidence message to everyone. And we believe that we are in the position of starting opening up the borders, welcoming everyone that would like very much to visit Portugal, as long as we have all the measures in place. So, for instance, at the airports, in restaurants, in the beaches, and that's what we have done so far. So all the conditions are clear for us, and we need to communicate those conditions to everybody that would like to visit the country.
Well, thank you for talking to us this morning. That was Rita Marques, Portugal's Secretary of State for Tourism, at 8:53.